com os pediatras.
Hi everyone, my name is Amy Iskold and I'm part of a two-person pediatric podcast called Café com os Pediatras, which is translated into Coffee with the Pediatricians. And in this new pandemic phase, we've been sending out many updates, and although we usually record in Portuguese, we were asked to do this one also in English because it might be shared with a broader audience. In these little updates, we're just kind of focusing on the pediatric aspects, both of the illness by the new virus and also just the effects that it's been having in kids and their development and everything. Our podcast usually answers pediatric and developmental questions, and this is, again, just a small update, and we're more than happy to answer any questions that you might have as a follow-up. Just follow our link and the email below. What we did want to update about is that there have been case reports, and we know that there's so much information going on and everything is evolving so fast, and research is usually slow. The research to do like long-term, large sample research will take a while. So these are all mostly case reports, and what we have identified is that there are many cases that are compatible with a syndrome, and there's two ways to describe it, or two main presentations. It's toxic shock syndrome and multi-system inflammatory syndrome. Syndrome only means that it's a collection of symptoms. So different people might have a different combination of these symptoms and different levels of severity. So there are very mild cases, and then there's also severe and intense cases. In the toxic shock syndrome, that doesn't mean that the person is shocked as in scared, and it doesn't mean that they're shocked as in, you know, in a panic mode, or that it's sudden. Shock is a medical condition or where you have, it's mostly about how the circulatory system reacts, and they need support. So it's not so much the heart that has issues with pumping, but how the blood vessels respond to it. So these kids need hospitalization, and they need more support. They need intravenous volume, as we call it. You have to give them extra liquids. They need medication that helps with circulation. And the other descriptor, multi-system inflammatory syndrome. So again, it's a collection, it's a syndrome. So it's a collection of symptoms. Multi-systemic, that means it goes into many, the inflammation is in many parts of the body. And so the symptoms have to do with different organs and different areas of the body. It's multiple systems are involved. In the beginning of the pandemic, a large emphasis was placed on the respiratory aspect of it and the respiratory presentation. And that's kind of what we now think of as the classic symptoms: shortness of breath, cough, fever. As time went on and we had more cases and more descriptions and more presentations were revealed and described, we know that there are other ways that the disease by coronavirus can present itself, and that many organs can be affected. And the multi-system inflammatory syndrome, what happens is the inflammation that's in different areas of the body and different organs, it kind of has different ways that it manifests in terms of symptomatology. And how does it present in kids in general? There's everything from very mild cases to persistent fever and things like a rash in the skin. So a rashy skin that looks like an allergic reaction at times, or there's discoloration. So their skin color changes slightly and it's red, or it starts to become flaky, not just extremities, but sometimes it's like flaky skin as if they'd been out in the sun for too long and they have kind of a sunburn type rash. They have tummy aches, and it can be like a severe tummy ache, sometimes vomiting and diarrhea. So it presents kind of like a gastrointestinal disease at times. Now, when we think of especially young children with fevers and tummy aches and diarrhea and a rash, that's actually a really common thing to happen with young kids. Anybody who's around young kids a lot knows that this happens all the time. And we might brush it off as a childhood, you know, illness and just a kid stuff, right? Like a mild kid's disease. Why does it matter right now? It matters because if these symptoms present, they might be a sign of coronavirus illness. And why does that matter? Because even if it's mild and they can be treated at home and it's no big deal, they would have to be quarantined. And ideally, this family would limit contact with the community because this is a way to prevent the spread of it. But also, if any kind of more intense symptoms were to present themselves, it's important to report to your healthcare professionals and to have support if needed. When there's either toxic shock syndrome or multi-system inflammatory syndrome, these have been rare occurrences. There have not been any fatal cases described, but there have been cases that needed not only hospitalization, but at times intensive care. And we do know that these are, they're not treatable per se in terms of we don't treat the primary cause per se. It's more of what we call supportive treatment. That is, we treat the symptoms and we give them medical support so they can weather these symptoms and have potentially great outcomes and no long-term effects. But the outcomes are better the sooner we start treatment. So in these more severe cases, what we want is to get to them fast and to start treating them fast because we want to protect these growing bodies. So their little organs and, you know, all of this body that's in development and this child that's in development, we want to preserve them as much as possible so they can have the best long-term outcomes possible. So this matters because there are some myths going around in a sense that children are immune, that children don't get sick, that they're not a source of disease, so it's no big deal. And although the cases of severe illness in children are rare, they're not inexistent. And there have been cases of severe illness in children with no pre-existing conditions, no comorbidities. And so it's important to know that children are not immune. They too are vulnerable, as are we all. And that should they have any kind of symptom that could potentially be coronavirus, it's important to check in with their healthcare professional so they can be tested if possible, so they can be quarantined if needed, and so they can receive the kind of medical support that they need. So again, this is just a little, it's our first English version of Coffee with the Pediatricians. We're more than happy to answer questions as they come in. And this is ongoing information. If we have new information, we can update. And the links to the reports that we're referencing here will be in our in the links and descriptors for this. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Esse podcast faz parte da família Paizinho Vírgula de Podcasts. Para mais textos, vídeos e podcasts, visite lá o paizinho.com.